Oasis Audio presents Pujols by Scott Lamb and Tim Ellsworth. Read for you by Wes Fleet. Forward. Albert Pujols has a chance to be known as the greatest player in the history of baseball. There are numerous statistical measurements to make the point, including the simple point that through age 30, he has more homers than Babe Ruth, more hits than Pete Rose, more RBIs than Hank Aaron, and more runs than Ricky Henderson did at the same age. Yes, it's okay to think about that for a moment. But Pujols' argument for greatest player ever isn't nearly as interesting or significant as the fact that there even is an argument. That's because perhaps the most amazing thing about Albert Pujols is that less than 2 years before he began one of the greatest rookie seasons in baseball history, he was a non-prospect. He was playing baseball at Maple Woods Community College, and though he was creating enough buzz that scouts actually came to see him, as you will see, he hit .466 with 22 homers in limited at-bats, he was not creating enough buzz to convince anyone that he could play in the big leagues. Some questioned whether he would be able to play defense in the big leagues. Some questioned if his swing could hold up against the curveballs and sliders thrown at the big league level. Some questioned his body type. The local Kansas City Royals saw him several times and yawned. The Cardinals took him in the 13th round. Only one other player in the round.